Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. I am Karen Lapidus, and I serve this church as the Director of Religious Education. This morning's worship is our annual Religious Education Sunday. All of the elements were created by the members of the RE committee, the RE teachers, and of course, the children and the youth. And we are grateful for those who are providing our music this morning, Bob Erdman, Willow Campbell, Shirley Kernan, and Jonathan Kernan.
There's only one person in the whole world like you. If you think about it for a moment, there has never been, and there never will be, in the history of the earth, another person just like you.
I'll be honest. Before we became parents, Joe and I didn't put much thought into becoming members of a church. I always considered myself more of a spiritual person rather than a religious one. But there we were one day, with the great responsibility and fortune of guiding and nurturing a brand new person, and then two. The more we visited this church, the realization came that actually religious education can be engaging, and it can help spark curiosity with children, especially about those things intangible or those questions that are sometimes hard to answer. Incorporating the seven principles into our RE curriculum in the age-specific way that we are good at doing helps give our children a foundation for when they begin to contemplate being a part of something bigger than themselves, which we always do. I'll leave you with a quote from the book, The Gift of Faith. We cannot choose whether our children will be religious, but we can choose how and to what extent we will support, guide, and celebrate this dimension of their nature. Come, let us worship together.
Our wisdom words this morning come from Albert Einstein. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity.
So at this time, the middle school class wants to welcome the sixth graders who will be rising and, well, the rising sixth graders, current fifth graders, but soon to be sixth graders. So I'm going to ask those of you who are here to come and stand in the front here. We have Helena Esparza, Margie Haynes, come on up, Kai Klemp, Kate Coomerly, Marlo Schatz, and Vaughn Wheatley.
We are the middle school RE group, and today we would like to welcome the fifth graders into our class. We decided the best way to welcome you and encourage your participation would be by telling you all about all of the awesome middle school privileges and events.
So you get your choice about services. At a middle schooler, you can opt to come up to the RE classroom instead of sitting in for the first 15 minutes of service.
Discussion. In middle school RE, we spend a lot more time in discussions about important things rather than just being taught by our teachers.
The OWL program. You'll have the chance to sign up for the middle school OWL program, where you'll have lots of fun learning about relationships and healthy attitudes.
Haunted House. It's especially cool to participate in the youth group's Haunted House and scare people.
We fill Easter eggs with candy and hide them for the little kids on Easter Sunday. And if there's any leftover candy, we get to eat it.
Service project. It is fun to make duct tape items for our service projects like bows, folders, and purses. As a class, we look at all kinds of problems and decide where to donate our fundraiser money.
As a symbol of our welcoming fellowship, we invite each of you to choose one of our duct tape covered chalices. We look forward to having you participate in summer activities in our RE class beginning in the fall. And the remaining chalices will be added to our fundraiser and will be available for a donation immediately after the service. Thank you.
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Lauren Straubar. I'm a RE teacher here, but I was a youth, and I'm also a YA. And today, we as a congregation are here to witness a very important part in two of our youth's lives. This morning, Maya and Rowan are bridging out of the youth program and join the young adult community. This marks the end of one incredible journey and the beginning of a new one. As you end one journey, it is important to look back and remember and rejoice in the experiences you have had and the memories that you have made while you prepare to embrace and revel in the new experiences and memories that await you. But just because this is the end of one journey, it is not goodbye. A bridge works both ways, and it is important to remember that you will always be connected to your past as you move forward towards your future.
One of the ways that communities of faith stand together is to recognize and honor and walk with those among us who have achieved major milestones in their lives. And as we walk with Rowan Matney and Maya O'Meara, they will share with us their reflections. And first, Rowan Matney will speak.
My name is Rowan, and I really don't like writing speeches. Even when I'm giving them in front of an entire crowd of people who I love and respect. Karen asked me to talk about my future plans and Unitarian Universalism and my life. A tall order for 5 minutes, but we'll see how it goes. I'm graduating high school in the beginning of June, and as of right now, I'm planning to attend Carleton College in good old middle of nowhere, Minnesota. Good times. Okay. At the moment, I'm thinking of majoring in math or chemistry, but I'll let you know in, say, 4 years when I've actually decided to do. As for concrete plans, I want to sing, volunteer, and be happy for the rest of my life. The Unitarian Universalist has not impacted my life so much as become a part of it, and for that I'm truly grateful. Not only have I grown up in one of the most beautiful and nurturing communities on earth, but I've also had the express privilege of adding my own voice to it. Singing with the choir, helping with Hogwarts, going to con. To say I've been lucky is to describe SI as awesome or to call youth group fun. All massive understatements. To actually go into how this place and these people and this organization have come together to shape me as an adult is similar to climbing Everest, which is probably why at 1:01 a.m. on Sunday, May 6th, I'm only this far through writing my speech. I guess the best I can do for now is to give a few examples. Unitarian Universalism has given me the gift of seeing past ignorance. One of the best friends I could ever ask for is a very conservative Christian. When we met, her homophobia was probably only surpassed by her dislike of atheists. A different me would have run screaming, or at least politely backed off. But fighting intolerance with intolerance is futile. By learning to tolerate her beliefs, she came to tolerate mine. Although I can't take credit for the end of her homophobia, thank you, Glee, I would like to think that by extending the hand of friendship over our divide, I brought us to more common ground. Unitarian Universalism has brought me community across the country. At math camp, I met UUs from New York and Germany, Massachusetts and California. That extension of the wonderful UU family we foster here is something I will be able to carry throughout my life, and I can't wait to see what it brings. Unitarian Universalism has also allowed me to explore myself. Through coming of age through youth group, I walk away certain of my beliefs, proud that they are my own, and confident in the knowledge that they may change but will always be mine. I think that's more than a lot of kids my age can say. In short, I just want to thank everyone for all the support and love they've given me over the last however many years. My family especially has seen me through some of my weirder decisions, joining the swim team for one. I know that by walking across this stage, I'm not losing this community, but rather moving into a different direction within it. I know that by moving to Minnesota, I am also simply expanding my circle of love and friendship. I deeply appreciate your continued support, and I'm as excited as you to see where this next chapter of my life leads.
Okay, so I've seen so many people bridge before, and yet I honestly never thought about what it would be like when it was my turn. I've come to this church with limited consistency for as long as I can remember. Even though I still struggle when someone asks me, wait, what is a Unitarian Universalist? I feel like I non-verbally understand what it means now. The principles are the best answer, so I should really memorize those. But in short, it means acceptance. In short, it means acceptance, support, and community. Kent has its own rhythm and culture, and I'll never be able to truly leave those things behind. On the other hand, there are a lot of things I'll have to adapt to. On Thursday, my friend and I went to Baked in the Village Cafe, a cute little cafe on Water Street that everyone should check out at some point. And we stopped there for lunch, and my friend mentioned that he didn't have any money and was planning on waiting to get food when he got home. And the next thing we knew, the other customer in the store, a man whose name I don't even know, had bought him the special sandwich for lunch. Odds are that will not happen in Chicago, which is kind of the opposite of a little Minnesota small town, I suppose. The hardest part about taking the next step isn't going to be leaving the things here, though. It's going to be leaving the people. Though, don't get me wrong, if you haven't been to the Boardwalk or the River lately or Acorn Alley, you're probably missing out. On that topic, I do have some future plans to share. Next year, I'll be attending the University of Chicago, a liberal arts school known for its economic programs, open discussion, and its startling similarities to Hogwarts. While that's not the only reason I chose it, if you have a moment to Google it, the architecture is really pretty cool. So there's also a fancy-looking UU church down the street. I made sure to check that before enrolling. Don't worry. And it has lots of pretty rainbow flags out front. It will never be the Kent UU Church, nor should it be, but I still plan on checking it out. I'll be majoring in international relations and human rights while I'm at UChicago. For that, I must once again thank this community for giving me the passion for service that has come to motivate me now and in the future. Everyone here is devoted to something, ranging from something as specific to one instrument to as broad as a whole ideal. That devotion, in all of its many forms, is highly contagious. So for that reason, my cheesy advice for the day is to never lose sight of what drives you. You never know who will pick up on that spirit, and together you can do great things. I'm moving on to another stage, but that does not erase the past. Plus, I'll be back every break to visit, so you may, in fact, still see too much of me. Thank you again and always for the love and support.
And major milestones are celebrated with gifts, so please accept these gifts from our congregation with honor and gratitude. Welcome to the YA program. That's kind of non-existent, but congratulations. And now these words for closing by Reverend Jeff Lieberman. It's called The Ship of State. Today, you sail your ship out of the safe harbor of this church community, but know that your ship joins a mighty fleet of kindred souls facing the storms together. Today, you steer to ports unknown, but know that wherever you drop anchor, fellow travelers are there to greet you, to guide you, and to be your companions, whatever joys or difficulties your journey may bring.
Maya and Rowan, I hope that you can feel how proud this church is of both of you. Not only the individual people who have had the good fortune and the honor to play a direct role in your lives as your teachers and mentors, and who, by the way, ever in their lives has been a teacher or a mentor or an advisor for Maya or Rowan. Would you raise your hand? Thank you. And don't forget Hogwarts. See, I thought that was a little sparse. So these individuals directly are so grateful that you have shared with us a bit about the influence that this congregation has had on your lives, but not just them, also the whole congregation, because every single person in this room who has made a commitment to this place and who supports it in ways little and large helps create the kind of community that can help shape such beautiful lives as yours. So everyone here today is so proud of you, and we send you into your future with 10,000 best wishes. And we trust that when you come home, you'll come let us know about all the wonderful ways in which your future is unfolding.
Everyone, join hands. This hand in yours belongs to a person whose heart is sometimes tender, whose skin is sometimes thin, whose eyes sometimes fill with tears, whose laughter is a beautiful sound. The hand that you hold belongs to a person who is seeking wholeness and knows that you are doing the same. As you leave the sanctuary, may your hearts remain open, may your voices stay strong, and may your hands remain outstretched.
Walk softly, speak truthfully, love gently, breathe deeply, live wisely, go in peace.